Episode 1537, What is the Dirty Dozen?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you have your hard hat on because it is Wellness Wednesday. We are going to dig deep. It's all about, what is the Dirty Dozen? No, it has nothing to do with chocolate cakes or cookies, but it's going to be a fun one. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when you shop for your fruits and vegetables, what is the Dirty Dozen? Is it something to hide from, or can you eat them anyway? And again, it's not about the cakes and the chocolate chip cookies, anything chocolate. Oh, it just sounds so good. No, the Dirty Dozen is actually an annual report released by the EWG, that's the Environmental Working Group, which ranks conventional fruits and vegetables based on the amount of pesticide residue found on each one. Now, if you're eating fruit right now or a vegetable, don't freak out on me, but I want you to hear this because we don't talk about what it takes to grow our foods. And when we ingest and eat and digest our foods, whatever is put into the soil that's already in the soil, and also then what is put upon the soil or upon the plants as they continue to grow and how they're fertilized, etc., we take all of that into our body. It affects us. And over time, it is my belief that it also affects and can change or alter our quote-unquote DNA. We become either receptive to it or we become more like, oh, I don't think so. And our body begins to reject it. So I found this report very interesting and one that probably isn't talked about a lot, at least not in the mainstream media. You get a lot of the other stuff happening out there, but what about the stuff that we eat every day that nourishes our body? Well, the Dirty Dozen, that is. Now, this is approximately 40,000 washed produce samples that are tested by the USDA and the FDA. And they take these fruits and vegetables, and after they've washed them, they test them to see how much pesticide residue, the stuff that's still left on there. Now, be honest, how many times have you actually washed your apples, your grapes, your lettuce? Okay, maybe when you're not in a hurry, but come on, I'm guilty. Oh, yeah. I'll cut that celery and I'm thinking, oh, there's some dirt. Oh, we'll just quickly wash that off. No big deal. Oh no, pay attention. You want to hear this out. So what made the Dirty Dozen list? What made it? Well, number one, believe it or not, one of my favorites, strawberries. And strawberries are going to be in season soon. Oh my goodness. Yes, it's the top of the list of the Dirty Dozen list. Number two is spinach. Number three, kale. Number four, nectarines. Five is apples. Let's go. Six with grapes. Seven is peaches. Eight is cherries. Nine is pears. 10 tomatoes. 11 celery. Yep, dirt and all. And number 12, potatoes. Any of those just like, oh, you're like, oh, I love those. I can't wait. For me, it's grapes and apples and strawberries. Spinach. I enjoy the nectarines, but I don't eat a lot of them. Peaches are yummy, yummy, especially with homemade vanilla ice cream. Okay, that's not on the Dirty Dozen list, but that's on the extra sugary list, so I probably shouldn't eat that either. But I love all these, and we eat these. When you think about the Dirty Dozen list, that's almost a staple to what we have in our diet when it comes to fruits and vegetables. Now, as much as there is a Dirty Dozen list, there's also a Clean 15 list. These are the fruits and vegetables with the least amount of pesticide residue that's found after they're initially washed. Listen to these. Avocados, sweet corn, oh yummy, pineapples, sweet peas that are frozen, onions, papayas, eggplants, asparagus, kiwis, cabbages, cauliflower, cantaloupes, broccoli, mushrooms, and honeydew melons. Yum, yum, yum. Now, these are the clean 15. And you're like, huh, sign me up. I'll take the avocados. Yeah, but avocados just aren't that like you grab it and you just want to eat it all up, right? Avocados are great. And they're rich and they're a wonderful balance when it comes to our fats. And it's great for the body. But man, do I love my strawberries and my grapes and my peaches. And who's going to bite into an onion whole? I mean, come on, really? So you got to look at this. You've got the clean 15 and the dirty dozen. Which one is your favorite? Now, if you're like, I can't keep track of these, don't worry. On createyournow.com, if you go to this episode, which is episode 1537, there will be the list. You can click on it. You can actually print the entire list out. So I made it easy for you, and it's actually taking you right to the EWG group because I think it's important. They're the ones who came up with this list. So it's important that you get the information directly from them. But what do you really do with this information? If you've got a dirty dozen list and you've got the clean 15, you put it together and you've got 27. You're like, okay, what am I supposed to eat? How am I supposed to eat all this? Well, number one, you got to know what you're eating. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Know what you eat. Most of us are just kind of rushing through our meals. Have you ever thought about that? You get in the kitchen and it's the dreaded, what am I going to fix for dinner? And you're thinking, I don't know. What's thawed? And then you're like, I have nothing thawed. And then you're like, okay, what can I cook that's frozen that's going to taste as good or maybe a little better if it was thawed, but I can do it within 30 minutes so the children are not screaming at me and my husband isn't mad either. Yeah, we all have done that. And it seems like it takes forever, right, to get dinner on the table. And then all of a sudden, in 15 minutes, everybody's done. It's like, oh, leave the table. And maybe if you have older children, you're eating in shifts. And so you don't even get to enjoy everybody's company. And it's like, oh, great. Well, dog, I guess it's you and me tonight. I'll look at your puppy eyes if you look at my pretty eyes. It's kind of sad how we eat nowadays. It's no longer let's bring everyone together and fellowship around the table. But that's what we need to start bringing back. And it starts with knowing what we eat. And so I really want you to think about what you're eating and how you can take these two lists, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, and make it work for you to benefit you and your family. So number one, you need to establish a budget, a food budget. This gives you a clear guideline as to how much you can spend, and then you can prioritize accordingly, meaning that I already told you I love strawberries. I love strawberries. I love raspberries. I love berries. I love blueberries. I love blackberries. Give me berries. I love berries. I love anything sweet, period. I don't even need chocolate with it. I love chocolate, but I don't have to have the chocolate with it. I can spend a lot of money on fruit. Our family loves fruit. The children, not so much all their vegetables. They have their favorites. And then for me, I can eat just about any vegetable. And my husband, he's about 3/4 of what I eat. The kids might be 1/5 of what I eat. You know, they're very, very selective when it comes to their veggies. Now, the fruits, they love fruits. So I can go and I can spend $20 so fast when it comes to fruits and a few vegetables. So it's really important for us to establish a budget that allows you to prioritize. So when you go and you say, okay, I'm going to spend $100 is my budget to go shopping. How much of that do you want to allow for fruits and vegetables? And really think about that. Now, understand that if you're smart, you'll shop the sales. So shop the sales. If you go once a week or twice a week, or maybe you're near a market where you can go pick up something just very quickly, do that. But you have to establish a budget. Otherwise, I promise you, you will overspend. No matter how hard you try not to, you will. So set and establish a budget. Number two, shop in season. And locally too, like at your farmer's market. Yes, spring is here and oh, I cannot wait for the strawberries. I think this year I'm going to try to grow them. Yeah, if so, I'll be posting some pictures and you'll hear stories hear pretty soon, I'm sure, about my strawberry mishaps. But I love strawberries. And that is one of the things that I enjoyed most when I would go up on the farm to visit Grandma and Grandpa. And they would have strawberries and green beans and watermelon and all of that. And maybe initially I wasn't real thrilled about going and picking the fruits and the vegetables out of the garden. Why? Because it meant work. But now as an adult, that's something I really enjoyed. I can remember sitting at the counter cracking the green beans with my grandma, and she would show me how to take the two ends off. And then if she wanted them short or long, I'd snap them in the middle. Oh, it was so fun to hear them go, you know, that little snap. I can't even make the noise, but it would snap. And it just sounds so fresh. Now, I didn't always like fresh green beans because I always thought they were too crunchy, but I loved, you know, kind of going through the whole process of preparing them. And the strawberries, oh yeah, not many of them stayed in the bowl. They went in my tummy. Oh, they were yummy. So all in all, shop in season. Shop at your local farmers markets. They're going to be popping up here pretty soon, and they'll start now into the fall. So enjoy that time and get to know your farmers, because if you get to know them, you can ask them questions. Well, what do you use? How do you take care of your soil? Some people will tell you specifically what they do with their soil. Do they, you know, alter their crops where they have like maybe they do green beans on one and soybeans on the other, and they flip-flop them the next year? What's their process? Learn. Ask questions. Know what you eat. Also, when you shop in season, this is going to help reduce the cost, because when you're shopping in season, that what? Lowers the price. When it's out of season, what happens? The price goes up. So shop in season. Also, by shopping locally, it's going to reduce the cost. Why? Because you don't have to pay for the transportation of it. So that also cuts down. Anything you can do to stretch that budget that you've established at the very beginning is key. And I really like the idea of shopping in season. Also, a side note, if you're like, well, I like stuff that's not in season, then go for your frozen foods. Just make sure you read the labels. You don't want anything that's added to them. So you don't want any added sugars to your fruit, and you want them to be whole. You don't want them to be all smushed up with their juices, quote unquote, because those juices, they got stuff in those juices. And that's not what you want to put in your body. If you want to create a fruit juice, so to speak, you can do that on your own by taking those frozen strawberries, putting them on the stove, kind of bringing them down a little bit to heat, and using their own, you know, sugars to create that jam style that you're looking for. Okay. And finally, number three, adjust for the must-haves. You already know my must-haves, strawberries. I love them. Well, if your family has their heart set on certain fruits or vegetables, you can buy them according to their wishes, keeping in mind the Dirty Dozen or the Clean 15. So for me, I love my strawberries. Since I love my strawberries, I want to make sure that I buy the best strawberries. Why? Because they're on the Dirty Dozen list. So I'm probably going to say, all right, if I want to have good strawberries and I eat the whole berry with the exception of the green, and if I am actually making a smoothie, I throw the whole berry in, green and all. So I do spend the extra money and buy organic. Why? Because I'm eating the whole strawberry. However, if I'm on the Clean 15 and I'm sitting here going, oh, well, you know, I'm eating avocados, I can maybe buy the one that isn't necessarily organic, because why? I don't eat the skin on the outside. So I'll go for that maybe instead. So really think about your must-haves for you and your family and adjust accordingly. Whatever fits within your budget. And sometimes you want to actually buy in the frozen section because the cost may be a little bit less. Think about, too, how are you using those foods? If you're eating them fresh out of the refrigerator and you eat them within 2 to 3 to 4 days of purchasing them, then that's great. But if you want to keep them for 2 to 3 weeks, think frozen. All things to keep in mind. I know the Dirty Dozen, the Clean 15, your mind's going blown. I can't keep track of all this stuff. And here's a bonus. If you're wondering, do I buy organic? Do I buy conventional, meaning non-organic? Do I buy GMO versus non-GMO? Okay, hear me out here. Number one, you have to do what's right for you, for your family. I am not going to sit here and demand that you eat a certain way. No, I'm here to give you guidelines based on the knowledge that I have and from the readings and the stuff that's out there. I take all of this knowledge that I read and I try to bring it and simplify it for you. Why? Because you're in your everyday. You don't have time to read all the stuff. I don't know that I have time either, but I make time because you matter to me. Your family matters. And so with that, I want to make sure I'm giving you the most up-to-date information. And so when I came across, again, this Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, I'm like, oh, yes, we have to share this. But the bonus here is this. If you're talking organic versus non-organic, if you don't eat the outside or the skin of the fruit or vegetable, then think about purchasing a less expensive fruit or vegetable, meaning the non-organic one. Why? Because you're not eating the outside. Now, some people will say, well, the pesticide feeds everything and it can still be, you know, inside the fruit. Yes, that is correct. However, the amount of pesticide, honestly, that we're ingesting over time doesn't add up to a lot. But yes, it can affect us. So you have to think about your specific needs. Think about a banana. That banana has a very thick skin. You can spend money to buy an organic banana, but unless if you're eating the outside of that skin, you're not going to get much that's going to have penetrated the skin into the actual flesh of the banana itself. So buy non-organic. Save your money and spend it on strawberries instead, okay? But you have to figure out what works for you. Because again, if you eat the outside of the fruit or the vegetable, let's say you have carrots, and carrots are ones, you know, maybe you're like the bunny rabbit. You don't like a peeled carrot. You like the whole carrot. Well, then you probably want to buy organic then. Why? Because it's really in the ground. It's a root vegetable. And so it's sitting right in there with all the stuff right on top of it. So spending a little bit of extra money to buy the organic carrot might actually be better for you versus having the non-organic. But again, you have to decide. And when you look at this, take into consideration the Dirty Dozen list and the Clean 15. Again, these are only guidelines. It's not a requirement, but it's a different way for us to think about what we're eating so you know what you eat. Remember, there is no right or wrong way to eat. However, when you understand how to stretch a budget and eat the healthiest foods, your mind and body will thank you. You'll rest easier. You will know that you are feeding your family the best that you can within the means that you have. So really think about that. I know for years I survived on non-organic food. I'm still here. I'm pretty healthy overall. I have issues, but it has nothing to do with the foods or the types of foods that we purchase. It's the type of food that's in my body that my body says it doesn't like. So understand your own body, understand your family's body as a whole, and make adjustments accordingly. Don't beat yourself up. There are some people I know, they get on this bandwagon of like, if you don't eat organic, you are dumb. They call you names left and right. No, that's not what we're here to do. You need to feel good. You need to feel confident about the food you are choosing for your family, especially when it comes to fruits and vegetables. You want to load your plate up with greens. You want to eat a colorful plate. And the best way to eat a colorful plate is by incorporating fruits and vegetables. So know what you eat. If you want help with your nutrition, your family nutrition, if you're like, I don't know, how do I help my kids eat more of something? Oh my goodness, have I had finicky eaters? How can I hide broccoli and make it fun? Oh, call them little trees. It's fun. You can have a whole play date when it comes to broccoli trees. I'm here to help you. So if you're wondering what you want to do or how to do it, how to go about it, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I would love to chat with you. There's nothing to it. Just fill out that little form and I will get in touch with you and we will set up a time to chat. I can't wait to see what foods you're eating and what your favorite one is on the dirty list and the clean list. I know for me, I'm like, oh man, I don't know. I like them all. But my strawberries, yeah, they hang out there pretty much number one. Love him, love him. Well, I hope this conversation has just given you an awareness as to what you're putting in your body. That's important for us to understand. It's not just about going and saying, okay, I want a salad, so I'm going to grab this, 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 and this. Okay, think about what you're putting in your salad. Is it the right foods that you need? And honestly, sometimes when we buy a little bit less, it allows us to spend a little bit more on what we really want. So think about that too. How much of your budget is being thrown away at the end of the week? Meaning, how many of those fruits and vegetables go bad before you even eat them? Sometimes it's not about the money that we're spending initially, but it's about the money that we're throwing away. So, food for thought. I thought you would enjoy that one. You got your dirty hat on? Oh, you got this down. You're going to have a wonderful time the next time you go grocery shopping. And grab a copy of that Dirty Dozen list and also the Clean 15 list. I'll be sure to have it both in the show notes and at createyournow.com, podcast number 1537. I pray that you have a blessed day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.